This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to overview what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen, who comes to us from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is in from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is on hand in the control room at Radio America in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories, the people, as we end the week and look forward to next week. I always think, all right, this is a list of blunders and wayward thinking, and maybe next week it'll be better. But I'm not sure this week is the week to look forward to something being better. It looks like a pretty nasty list, actually, frankly. Number 10 on the list, what's going on in sports talk radio, the NCAA, March Madness, that sort of thing. The baseball team shaping up and what's going on there. Weather is number 9. Weather in Denver, across the plains of Colorado, all the way into Chicago. What a horrible week of weather. A lot of people are talking about that.
What it is. It was a bomb cyclone. It's
that's what some people... I don't know what that means. What is
Nobody
it?
Does, but like, it sounds so great.
Right. Yeah, right. It's just like what do they call it? Polar vortex. What is it?
Yeah.
A bunch of words. It's cold and it's winter. It's windy.
It was a confluence of different weather systems that all hit at the same time. It was
Victoria,
highly unusual.
It's called the perfect storm. That's exactly what it was. Okay, number 8. The chaos surrounding Brexit, and I don't think anybody knows what's going on anymore with that, except that the average Brit wants to stay in the European Union now, as they thought this through. So what do they do to fix that?
I heard it described as England's Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah.
That was pretty apropos.
Number 7. Oh, please. The Clinton emails. We're still on to this. Go away with that. Good God.
It doesn't matter because she's not the president, so no one really cares. Yeah. If she was the president, why this would be the big investigation.
Well, and we get nowhere with it any more than we have with the Trump-Russia investigation.
Yeah.
Number 1 this week on the countdown, by the way, is the sentencing of Manafort and where that goes and what. It's just, it's such nonsense. And we get ourselves all worked up. Meanwhile, the real discussion for me this week is the budget proposal that would go into effect in October, because that's the calendar year. And what bothers me, I think we have to start being responsible as to where we spend money. But I get down into the trenches and look at, as you know, I have a farm background. I am a farmer. And I look at the number. I look at how the government has now managed to suck all of the farmers in like they do most other individual groups, so that they're dependent on government programs instead of having farmers make money based on what the real value of their produce is. The government comes in with trade deals, and so they have to, because of the trade deals, they have to increase whatever the subsidies are for various produce. So the Agriculture Department's budget cut by 15%. Do you know how that's going to screw over, unless they change their thinking? And I don't see Trump changing his thinking on this, because he doesn't know anything about a farm. He eats hamburgers all day long. What the hell does he know about good fresh food? He doesn't know anything about it. And so as a result of that, he had the farm vote in 2016. He will not have the farm vote in 2020, depending on whether Joe Biden runs with whatever, whomever. Yes, Regine.
Wouldn't you want the government out of the farming business?
Yeah. I do.
So if they cut
but
the budget by 15%.
But now after you sucked them all in and made them dependent and give $634 million to farms and farmers who have made hundreds of millions of dollars in profit, they distribute the money to the people who provide them with campaign resources, and the average lowly family farmer gets squat. And
level the playing field a little bit more, though, if they stop giving the big factory farms?
No, because it's too far.
Farms.
We've gone too far. The American farm and the institution of growing our own food is basically disrupted beyond repair. Just drive around New York State and look at all the fields that aren't being used for anything. It's just grown over. And you can see that in other big ag communities and other big ag states as well.
I want the government out of every business.
Yeah, me too.
I would think you'd be jumping up and down with joy.
I would if it had been done fairly and it wasn't so skewed to this point, so that the big guys had all the power. If everybody drops out, the little guy just goes away. But they're not getting anything anyway. So I think that's an interesting point. The other point here that I'm making is that Trump is not likely to get the farm vote in the next go-round. And I think that there are other groups that are not so excited anymore that were on his bandwagon early on. I think Trump, frankly, has a tough road to hoe. If the Democrats, unless they're so disorganized that they don't come up with anybody, but it looks like Biden... you're from Delaware, Rick.
Everyone here loves Joe. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a lot of Republicans voting for Joe because it's Joe. Joe could say anything that's creepy, wrong, or disturbing, and people say, "Nah, that's Joe." The thing that gets me about that is this: I thought the Democrats didn't want an old white guy for president.
Yeah. Right. I don't think they've got enough together with everybody else to get a consensus. Where else is there consensus in that bunch of 49 or however many people are running?
Joe Biden is the only guy that stands a chance.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Democrats won't put him up front because Rick is right. They don't want an old white guy. So they'll put somebody else up front, and they'll lose. They'll get the tail.
But he could get numbers. I mean, seriously, all around the country, he could pull in the numbers and the money.
Yep. Especially given the fact that the people in the middle of the road are tired of Trump, people that voted for him because they want to give him a chance, and
I'm
it isn't so much
road.
What
I'm
he's
not
done.
Tired of Trump.
I'm tired. I'm not tired of Trump. I'm tired of the wake that surrounds him. I don't find it amusing. I don't find it productive. I don't find it to be.
You know what?
It's way too negative.
Keep appointing judges. Keep gunning.
Well, keep doing that stuff. Yeah.
Keep gutting all of the infrastructure of government. I'll put up with it for a while longer if I have to.
Well, if I may, that's the Democratic argument for Beto O'Rourke. They love the idea that he came out and said, we need to stock the courts with Democrats.
He's not presidential material. He might make a good vice president for Biden. I think there's a lot of talk about that. Victoria, have you heard that in Washington this week? What's the consensus of any conversation you've heard in Washington this week about this?
Well, the only thing I think some people are saying that would be problematic with that would be that they really don't want two white men on the ticket.
Yeah, that's the thing. So. You can't do that nowadays.
Right, you can if there's nobody else around that's saying, I don't care if Beto O'Rourke
is
on.
Well, there are other people around.
I would be upset if the likes of Kamala Harris, who's a West Coast nutcake, if she were to be on the ticket, it wouldn't be very appealing to me. But I don't find... That's the problem. There are no really consensus-appealing candidates. Where are they all? They don't want to run because either they don't want to put up with the nonsense that you have to put up. Good people stopped running for president a long time ago. And so, you know, Bloomberg doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to get that exposure to all that huzzarai. And so,
well, Doug, question. There are people on both sides who said they like this guy, Buttigieg. And his name looks like Buttigieg, but
South Bend. Is South Bend
mayor?
He's very interesting to people.
I've heard that.
Victoria, quick question for you. What is up with the Democrats putting up candidates who could not win a Senate race thinking they can become president?
How do I know?
Beto O'Rourke you're talking about?
Beto and what's her face from Georgia? Who's the woman?
She's not going to run. I think she's going to get into this to a Senate race. I don't know. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know what's up with it. But with Beto, you know, this was my understanding is this was his own decision. He has a knack for raising money, you know, from small donors. He is very bubbly, charismatic, and, you know, he's... Look, I don't get this. This is one of these things where it's like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to run for president. It's like everybody thinks they've got a shot, and they're going to be knocked off like fish in a barrel. So, and the debates start in June. So I think we should just start booking vacations now.
Right, you and I are going to Ireland. We'll take an early trip. All right, so that's number four, an overview of the 2020 Democratic hopefuls, et cetera, et cetera. 16 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Here is some straight health talk. Omega-3s. Pretty much everybody who knows anything about their bodies knows you need to have omega-3s.
Yep.
And then, now, the new kid on the block, Richie, krill oil, which also comes from fish from a different part of the world. So people say, do I need fish oil or do I need krill oil? And the answer is you need them both. And the solution to the problem is a product from Purity Products called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Now, I'm taking it every day. My dog Daisy gets one of these every day. It combines ultra pure fish oil, which is great for your heart, circulation, your brain, and krill oil, which is great for your joints, for your movement. One little pill. Very powerful, promoting all kinds of great things like healthy cardiovascular systems. If that's not enough, they'll give this first bottle to you free. So let's get on it. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. You can't find that out until you try it. And so here, the folks at Purity want you to get a free bottle to put it to the test. Not fish oil, not krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. You just pay $4.95 shipping and handling. Put it to the test. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Use the code DJV. Get your free bottle. It's perfect for all the things that may, even not now, ail you, but will sooner or later. 800-355-1493.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try. If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time. Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100. From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great. Earn 100% back in rewards. Staples. There's a whole lot in store. For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Great program. Say it again, Doug. Great programmers love this program because it sort of tips the scale when it comes to conversation about what the issues are on the formatted news talk stations. Victoria Jones is here, who's had lots of experience with those formatted news talk stations. She runs the DC radio company now. Rick Jensen is on one of those formatted aforementioned news talk radio stations, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden has his hands full by working with a group of specialists. I guess that's a good way of putting it, Richie. Specializing in news talk conversation, yes. Sort of the new age of talk comes out of Radio America. Mm-hmm. And here I am, having done it for eons. So I guess we all have we got something going on, and I sort of start every week. I want to go through these in order and then pick some of them up. By the time I get like through the first two or three, we've already gotten sidetracked. I'm going back to the list, though, however, because number six deserves actually to be in a more prominent place for several different reasons, in my opinion. The attacks on the mosques in New Zealand that happened late in the week, and the numbers of people, dozens dying. The anger, and I've said this, I'll set the tone perhaps by saying I don't understand people, and I don't understand, I believe in a supreme being, in God. I do understand what we're told is free will. People have ways we are supposed to learn as part of being a human being, to learn how to deal with the realities of life. What it does for you in the next life or whatever, I don't know, gets too complicated. I just know I don't understand how the creation by man of religion has gotten to the point where it is the cause of most of the unrest in the world. And it's either that or oil. Those are the two things that cause upset and dis-ease. And so here we go, and in New Zealand, that's the last place on the planet you'd expect something like this to happen.
That's the last place they expected to see this, too.
Yeah, hey, right.
Let me ask you something on that, your comment about religion. You know my philosophy that the world pays attention to the 1% of crazy people. Yeah. And it makes the world seem like it's 99% crazy. And I would assert the same thing with religion, that I don't know, let's say 90% of religion does good.
More than that.
9% of religion is a little, and then 1% of religion is this guy.
Okay. So here's how you read into that.
And it gets so much attention that it just makes it seem like it's so much worse than it really is.
It's because the leadership of these organizations is weak, shallow, and
of most of them, yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. What organizations?
Religious.
The religious organizations.
About the religious organizations. This is about the white supremacy organizations that are behind this.
It's about.
It isn't about religious
whatever the
organizations.
Group is.
Yeah, but when you,
well,
when
that's
you,
your
when
opinion.
You
you're
down,
welcome
it's Christians
to it.
Versus Muslims.
Right. It's the Christians thinking that the white supremacists are all Christians.
Right.
And so they don't like anybody who doesn't believe what they like. So it does become a religious thing, attacking Muslims here, there, and everywhere. And so you get this balance because then, you know, we become, pardon the pun, gun shy when people like that ridiculous representative who now the Democrats even want to boot out of the House says things that that curl people's toes. It's that kind of stuff, whether it's verbal, whether it's a gun, whatever it is. Religion is at the bottom of most of the problems since mankind 300,000-400,000 years ago decided we needed to worship something other than mankind. And so you've got this whole
distortion of religion.
Yes, thank you, Victoria. Yes.
It is distortion of religion. It is hate and prejudice. That is the basis of this.
Yes.
And fear.
And fear. Having spoken with imams and clerics, they say, you know, Islam is not evil inherently, but there are those people who will take that and do exactly what Victoria says as white supremacists. They're not Christians. You go out and you murder somebody like that, you're not a Christian.
They claim to be Christians.
And they're,
Queen Isabella of Spain claimed to be a Christian. She was a Catholic, and yet she sent people all over the world to slaughter those who wouldn't become Catholics. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. And that happened 700 years ago. So it's the same old crap. And it's time for us to take a moment to ponder the same old crap. Maybe we'll come up with some new crap in the next half hour of Talk Radio Review. 29 past the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is that it is clear that this is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
That's New Zealand's Prime Minister on the shootings at two mosques that have left 49 people dead and dozens of others injured in the city of Christchurch. Four terrorists are now in custody. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says many of the victims are likely migrants and possibly refugees who chose New Zealand to be their home. And she says,
they are us.
Guns, except for hunters, are illegal in New Zealand. It's the first mass shooting there since the 1980s. The late winter storm that pasted Colorado with snow and hurricane-force winds now threatening the center of the nation with more heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. Those rains causing flooding and damaging roads and bridges in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, If you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz printer available soon.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The hour. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, heading a group of anything but sheep on the Talk Radio. These are strong talkers. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Rich McFadden from Radio America. I have a project going on. I have four different projects, but I always have that many things going on in my life. One of them is to clean out old. I'm getting rid of old stuff, and so as I've gone through the attic and cleaned out a lot of things that were
from my childhood
and some things, I threw out a big stash of old clothing that smelled so bad, Rich.
Are you Marie Kondo-ing?
Am I what?
He wouldn't
Marie
know what that
Kondo-ing?
Was. Yeah, he has no clue. You have to explain that to him. But anyway, number eight on the list, Doug. Number five.
So, well, we did that. I want to go to the focus on this college admission scandal. This is number two on the story list this week, and the reason that I'm looking at my college, a lot of things that I did in college and how I got into college and stuff, as I was going through a lot of these notes, and thinking, I actually came across something on Facebook that I wanted to share with everybody. This is from a woman that I know who lives in the community where I am. She writes, "Folks, these are not victimless crimes," referring to the entrance cheating scandal. "The children already had the privilege of advantage and the most prosperous networks in the world. They stole your child's chance to make similar networks. Your child worked themselves into the ground to earn that opportunity. I expect to see more of this leaking out as the weeks go by. It is shameless." And then, you know, all of these posts have pictures.
There are already lawsuits of people who were denied entrance into these colleges.
Yeah.
One of them is for, are you ready for this? $500 billion this guy, this father is suing one of the colleges.
He's probably a lawyer.
Excellent. I love it. Well, you know, what is so fascinating here? One of the first things I thought about was, who are the children who didn't get in because of this disgusting behavior? And some of them, of course, we'll never know. And, you know, there's another piece here, too, which is the affluent, the rich, and the privileged have another advantage, because there are so many advantages in gaining admission to private colleges and universities. They've got the capacity. They can pay 4 years of tuition, room and board, which can be like, what, $300,000, without financial aid anyway.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And there are a lot of good colleges. You know, this is also the problem with prestige and thinking it's well, I want to be like they are instead of I want to be like I am. What is that? There's a great line from that movie, the family fighting that The Rock is in, the story about the woman wrestler. And they both ask, they're in awe of The Rock, and they're in an auditorium, and they are asking for his advice on how to become famous. And then, you know, they said they wanted to be like so-and-so. And The Rock looks at them and says, "You have to be the best you. Not like somebody else, but you need to be the best you that you can be." And that doesn't include doing these kinds of things. There are 100,000 good colleges in this country, and they would be happy to have students who come from any background. The number of people going from, for example, my alma mater, which is Heidelberg College in northwestern Ohio, the enrollment stayed about the same over the years, 1,200-1,300 for the most part. When I was on the board, we wanted to get up to 1,600, but couldn't because we weren't able to attract some of the people that, you know, were going to the larger universities on free rides. And you learn out of these stories who's getting a free ride and why are they getting a free ride. And the story, by the way, is a lot deeper than you think it is. I don't know what the right word for it is.
Here's the dilemma, though. It's college debt. This is something that is an epic problem.
Yep, real problem.
And it all started when the United States government under Bill Clinton, probably unknowingly, what would hit the effect of his laws would be, decided to guarantee everybody's loans for however much college they want to take. And so the colleges were like, yippee, let's start cranking up these bills because we know it's guaranteed. And here we are today where people are walking away with $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, even more in debt. I just had a friend who's over 50 years old post on Facebook that she finally paid off her college loans.
Not off.
Terrible.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
How are we saddling kids?
Debt.
Right, with trillions of dollars in debt. We need to fix this now.
Is it Bernie Sanders? Free college for all. Is that the answer?
That's not going to fix it.
No,
they're still going to charge us trillions of dollars in debt.
Right. When the government guarantees the money,
you can have the guarantee that they're going to raise the tuition, they're going to build more buildings, things like that. Getting back to what I want to get back to what Victoria said about who gets hurt. The tip of the iceberg here is 8 universities, 11 college employees, 45 students, and nearly a little over $6 million paid directly or indirectly to these college employees. And I was looking at some of the numbers because I was wondering, well, who's getting screwed? Who's getting cheated out of this college education? At USC, they actively recruit low-income minorities, so they have nearly 24% of their undergraduates eligible for Pell Grants, and they are low-income minorities, 24%. Columbia and Emory universities at 21%. So the question is, if they're making sure that they're getting a good percentage of people who are low-income minorities, and you've got these wealthy people who are saying, eh, here's $15,000, here's $500,000, get my rich kid in. The question really is, and Victoria, I think it's a great question, who are the kids then that are getting denied acceptance to these colleges?
You know,
well,
what?
I think
my kid.
Well, I think you'll find they're hard.
They could go to other schools, but just the question of finding the other schools, that there are plenty of educational opportunities, but they aren't on the front burner. They're not on the front page.
It's those middle-class kids who aren't rich and aren't poor that have a hard time getting in, you know, and even with good grades. Because, I mean, George Mason, right down the road from me, great school, want my son to go to it. And I have some friends that go, and they're like, it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what you have to do to hop in through their hoops.
You know, two quick things. One is the investigation is ongoing. They're expecting further arrests. And another thing is that it just in the last couple of weeks, an African-American student who got a perfect score on, I believe it was a woman or a girl, on her SAT. I don't know what that score is because I didn't take one. wasn't educated here. She got a perfect score. She was questioned about it. She wasn't believed because getting a perfect score while black. And I thought to myself, oh, this is interesting. Perfect score while black. I guess that's like gardening while black. And yet these kids getting into college, the disparities are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really does speak to something that's yet another problem that we can't seem to find a solution for. The educational system in our country is really in trouble, badly, whether it's undergraduate, whether it's graduate, postgraduate. There are great institutions, there are great learning circumstances, but so much of what we are paying for as taxpayers is like water going down the toilet. It just goes, the money is going nowhere. When you see a $93 million high school opening in Los Angeles and 50% of the students do not graduate, there's something about this whole scenario that if anybody's thinking about anything but themselves, it bespeaks to the way, I was talking earlier about the farmers and what's going on with them. It just, everything is wrinkled. And now, is it gone too far? We all look for saviors. Look at yourself. Fix your own problems. Look in the mirror. You've caused, whoever you're seeing in the mirror causes most of your problems, and whoever you're seeing in the mirror can fix most of your problems.
But perhaps don't count on the system to fix your problems.
No! The system is rigged, so it doesn't fix the problem. It just keeps going on and on and on. All right, in a moment we're going to talk about the number. Go ahead, Victoria.
And why don't we put money and thought into the apprentice system for training,
Mike Rowe, they do in Europe?
Yep. Yeah, Mike Rowe would be good.
Mike Rowe
trade
be
schools.
Yep.
The people that are plumbers and we say this a lot because it's true. Lots of opportunity. All right, number six is Tucker Carlson. We'll talk about him, the useless piece of you-know-what that he is, in a matter of moments. What? Right now I want to talk to you about something that's really swell. New sheets from MyPillow made from Giza cotton. I'm not saying geezer, Richie. I said Giza, G-I-Z-A.
Yeah, I figured it's my old sheets.
Yeah, get rid of your old sheets and replace them with MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. Full night's rest now. They've got you covered. New pillows, new mattresses, new mattress covers, these new sheets. Wow, are they fabuloso. I got a set. Put them on the bed. Night time. Cotton. Super smooth, super breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like the My Pillows you love so much, Giza sheets made right here in America with washable and dryable. They aren't going to, in other words, they're not going to melt and they're not going to shrink. So go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. These are brand new on the market. The fact they're giving 30% off to DJV listeners, that's really cool. Free shipping and 30% off the new Giza sheets. They feel like, I mean, there's nothing better than getting new sheets every night if you can do it.
No,
good for you.
Yeah.
But this is the next best thing. Use the promo code DJV to get the deal. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so let's get to number six before we run out of time here. Tucker Carlson, I'm not even going to talk. I have no objectivity when it comes to him because I think
you don't. Yeah, you pretty much just don't like him.
No, I think he's a worthless piece of crap. So anybody else got anything? You like some of the stuff he does on podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, I see his takes on different topics on YouTube, and I think he's got well thought out takes. They're very scripted, very written.
I don't think he writes them. I don't think he thinks them. I think somebody else uses them.
It's good information, and I like it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like you to consider this. This is really troubling. Yes, I've seen the things he said.
Are you speaking to me now, or who are you speaking?
Yes, sir.
Who do you want to consider this? Me. Okay.
Oh, are you? You're kidding? You are. You know, you're King Daddy of the radio shows here, man. Let me tell you, always. So, but and what he said, you don't go on a Bubba the Love Sponge if you want to be a serious commentator. You just don't do it. And I watched him a little bit. I look at David Brooks at Media Matters, what they do. I see Samantha Bee. Their whole game is to destroy other people with whom they disagree. And I find that more than offensive. I find it really disgusting that if you disagree with somebody politically, you're not going to try to put together a cogent argument. No. David Brooks is going to take his $14 million organization with hundreds of employees and thousands of volunteers around the country to destroy someone personally. Samantha Bee does it on her little cable show. And all Tucker Carlson has done the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
From The Godfather, as we get started with movie moments here, Chuck Curry is our movie man, and I'm sure you want to relate this to the new sort of Godfather-ish movie that's being produced, or what's the story, Chuck?
Well, that's a different story, but on this day in movie history, March 15, 1972, The Godfather premiered in New York City to much fanfare, going on to win the Oscar for Best Picture, and actually, it was the highest-grossing movie released in 1972. That was number one. The Poseidon Adventure, which is my all-time favorite film, was number two. And what's really interesting about that, Doug, is I don't think you could have an R-rated movie now in 2017 that would be the number one-grossing film for the year at the box office. The superhero movie trend is so ingrained in our culture that it's just a different world. But it shows you that a movie like The Godfather in 72, you know, a hard R gangster film would be so popular at the nation's box office. Actually, in 73, The Exorcist was a massive hit also, and that's a very far removed from anything PG movie related, which I find pretty interesting in terms of where the culture was and where it is now.
All right, so now I'm going to, there was an article that I read, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it, some magazine on a plane ride I took recently, talking about who was influential in the making of The Godfather, i.e., how influential or involved the mob was. When they did the shooting in the mob district, the local mob leader, I'm trying to remember his name, was similar to Gotti, but it's not Gotti, went to Martin Scorsese and said, Hey, you want to shoot in our neighborhood? You better be using some of the people who live here. And there was a guy who became sort of a sub-star who never acted before, who was sent to Scorsese and said, you know, you want to film here? use this guy. And
now you're talking about The Godfather or Goodfellas?
Oh, maybe it was Goodfellas. Which one was Jimmy Conn?
Goodfellas is Scorsese. Godfather was Francis Ford Coppola.
I think it was. You're right. I think it was. That kind of movie. Anyway, the point was that the influence from the mob in making the movie was the real mob was really kind of. I think at one point in time they thought, well, maybe we shouldn't make the movie. And I can't. I honestly, now that you, whether it was Scorsese or Francis Ford Coppola. I'm beginning to think that the article was about Coppola, and it may have been about
Coppola. Yeah, well, you know, in terms of gangster films, I mean, Godfather 2 and 1, 1 and 2 are iconic, but so is Goodfellas, which came out in 1990. Now, speaking of mob movies, Warner Brothers' Soprano sequel will be officially released 2020. Will deal with the character of Tony Soprano as a younger man. They changed the title. It was going to be called The Many Saints of Newark. It is now just going to be called Newark. David Chase, the original creator, writer of the HBO classic series, will produce and has written the script for this film. So that should be highly anticipated. And then Martin Scorsese has another gangster movie coming out later this year called The Irishman, which we talked about on this program. Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, and Harvey Keitel. In the first half of the film, the characters will be de-aged. So you're going to see those actors looking a lot younger on the screen for the first half of that movie, which I find pretty interesting. And after what they did with Sam Jackson in Captain Marvel, that technology has now been perfected pretty well.
All right, what's coming out this weekend that's new?
Three movies, a movie called Captive State with John Goodman. I don't like the trailer. It's not tracking well. An animated film called Wonder Park. And another movie called, I don't remember the title.
What's the Goodman movie about? I don't remember seeing any trailers for that.
Which one? It's from the producer of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. It's some sort of thriller. I don't like the trailers. I have no interest whatsoever. But Captain Marvel will be the number one movie for the second straight weekend. It's already grossed $600 million. Worldwide. I read an interesting article giving your opinion. Beside Brie Larson, who got the role, and I thought she was terrific in it, these actresses were considered Emily Blunt, Charlize Theron, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Yvonne Stravinsky, who was Kiefer Sutherland's co-star in the last season of 24. I actually think she would have been a really good outside-the-box pick, but I think Emily Blunt would have been also good. Charlize Theron would have been terrific, but I don't think they'd build a franchise with her, considering she's in her upper 30s. I hate saying that, but I'm just telling you the way the industry works. But I love Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. I think she was fantastic. That's my opinion.
You ageist jerk, you. My God.
Listen, I am. I'm just telling you the facts.
Thank you. The facts. Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.